Ben, fantastic. You see, you're disappointed at the result, but a couple of games for New South Wales Country and the Colts, and it's just great to be at that next level, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It was a hard game today. We sort of didn't work for the whole time of the game. That's why we only got beaten by 2 points. It sucked a bit, but we came back at the end as it wasn't like enough time for us, but good to the boys. Had a good game and everything, so yeah, that's good.
And it's just one of those great things about wearing the gold shirt with the cockatoo on it, and the opportunity there also this year for you, you're part of the Maitland Blacks in first grade, having to carry blokes like, you know, Chris Logan in the backs and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, it's good, especially cockatoo's jersey. It's like the older boys spoke to us and some of the guest speakers came in and said it's a privilege to wear the jersey and make the most of it, because if you wear it, it could be the only time you wear it, and you got to make, like, yeah, do your best in it. And yeah, Maitland's good. Playing first grade, something different, but loving it, yeah, for the boys. Good team, yeah.
And you've got big Carl there who's looking after you there, as far as being a sort of wingman or gunman or whatever.
Yeah.
It's good to get him picked up from the Tars, but also a bunch of guys there that are fantastic in the black shirt in the past as well. It's one of the great things about the club is a lot of guys stick around for 200-300 games, and there's a great loyalty, but Dan Lewis on the way out, it's not a bad thing. You know, the talent's gone in the gone up in the club since he's left.
Yeah, no, it's good, especially if Carl and Willie Sowell as well. They're a really good thing to have to the club, and hopefully they can stay around for a while and be like those boys that played 300-plus games for Maitland. But, Dan Lewis and all the old boys, they love it. So, hopefully we can go good this year.
What about yourself moving forward? Are you doing any study, or are you still at school, or you got a job, or what are you up to in the great metropolis that's Maitland?
No, I'm out working now. I'm a builder, third-year builder now, so I'm out there doing that. I'm through NBA. I work for Tony Keevil at Hunter Valley Building, so yeah, it's good.
And you're enjoying that sort of thing, and certainly there's no lack of houses out there in that corridor between the turnoff and going into Maitland, is there?
No, yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah, there's heaps of stuff going along in the Hunter these days. It's a growing population, but yeah. No, it's a good job and loving it, yeah.
And what about your mate Isaac? It's good to see he's part of the squad as well, and it's good to have a fellow black in the squad.
Yeah, no, me and Isaac have played footy since under-10s. Played at Maitland for a while and played lead together, but we've always been together the whole time, and now he's playing second grade and he's coming up playing first grade as well. Come off the bench, and it's just great to do it by his side, and especially play for country. It's just as good playing with him there too.
All the crew there, such as Dan Golan and also Cameron, do a great job with the juniors, and great to see earlier this year they finally re-turfed that Marcellin. But it's great to see that, you know, the 1870-70 club have got into it and helped themselves in regards to, getting Nick Farr-Jones to come up.
Yeah, no, it's good. The club's, it's a great club. I'd never leave the club. It's, the culture's the best around. Yeah, especially the resurface of the ground. It's brought a few more people to the club and all that sort of stuff. It's a great field now. And, having those guest speakers just encourages the boys and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's good.
What about clubs in Sydney? Anybody been sniffing around? Because I think you look pretty good in the candy stripes of Southern Districts, but look forward to that when you knock over your apprenticeship and maybe move into the seniors for Hunter next year, you know, under Stewie Pinkerton, and or maybe you do the Chris Logan thing and go play for Mid-North Coast.
I've had nothing at the moment. Oh, bummer, but like, I'm just focused. It's my first year in first grade, so I'm just chipping away at that, and we've got a great squad. The boys are versus Hamilton today, and they're going pretty good, actually. They're over them at halftime, 7-0, so I'm pretty happy where I am, and yeah, it'd be good to go further and once I finish my apprenticeship, but yeah. Just focus on Maitland at the moment and all for the boys around there, and hopefully we can get a good season at the end. Yeah.
Well, Ben, fantastic. Great to see you in the gold of the Cockatoos Colts. Hopefully you'll graduate into the seniors in the fullness of time. Yeah. But fantastic to see you here, and we wish you all the best as you go with the Maitland Blacks. Of course, you can find out more about the Blacks by going through their website there at maitlandblacks.com.au.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks heaps for that, mate.